Hey everybody, it's Jeff from J2K Podcast. I just wanted to tell everybody that we're sorry that we have been out of commission for the last couple weeks. We are dealing with COVID in our own way. We had some stuff go down, family stuff, and just kind of sick of it all sort of stuff, and trying to find a way into it, and I think we've come up with some good stuff. We are going to be experimenting with a couple different medias this week. We are going to be recording a Zoom meeting podcast. So we only have a 40-minute time limit on that. And I'm also recording this on our Anchor app, in which you will have just listened to the advertisement for it. And we're going to be on YouTube and all of our other places that we're at. Podcast places, and also on our Facebook, J2K Podcast, Instagram at J2K Podcast, and Twitter at J2K Podcast. So we hope you enjoy this mixed media fandango that we're going to do here shortly. So enjoy the show. I mean, hey everybody, welcome to J2K Podcast. We are without Justin momentarily while he tries to figure out how to get in here, but this is our multimedia Zoom edition, episode 35, superhero style. So, prior to the start of this, I did a little intro explaining to people that we're out for a couple weeks, and we were trying to figure out our lives in this new world that we live in. Isn't that right, RoboCop?
That's right. RoboCop.
So, yeah. So we're trying Zoom. We're going to record this and put it on YouTube. And then we're also recording on our Anchor app. And we are going to put that on all the other places. Good job, guys.
It doesn't feel right without Justin here. We need to do our starting intro.
But all the opportunities to do this.
Also, he's always late, so this is kind of normal.
I know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we start the podcast with him when he comes to J2K Podcast Studio, but he's usually late.
Yeah, he definitely is the last one to arrive.
So,
but we do live at the studio, so.
Kareen.
Yes.
Since it's us. What have you been up to?
Oh, well, I've been drinking tea out of my favorite unicorn mug.
The best cup ever. Hello.
Yeah.
It's smoking hot.
And I've been sewing lots of masks to save lives.
There he is.
Hey, I see a Justin.
Good for you, though.
Yeah. And doing some gardening.
Ah. Cool.
Can't wait to see if he... Oh, is he getting...
Hey, Justin, are you here?
Ready? There it is.
Yeah. Welcome to the podcast, already in session, sir.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Oh, is that Jeff? Sounds like Jeff.
What's going on?
Hey, it's Jeff. What's up?
Oh, my goodness. He kind of looks like Tiger King.
Like one of his husbands.
Oh, goodness. Everyone, sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't been able to go to the waxer.
I can't really see it. Jeff, can I get a close-up?
Yeah,
I
get in
really
there.
I can't see what you're showing. Yeah!
Haven't been able to get waxed lately.
I'm scared.
I'm just coming
over here.
That
like,
shit
I'm
is thick.
Gardening.
I don't have any pants on.
As it should be.
Oh my gosh. Well, can we do our intro and then I'll feel better?
Oh, okay. So Justin wasn't here when we started, but we're going to... Hey, everybody. Welcome to J2K Podcast. I'm Jeff.
I'm Justin.
I'm Christine.
And I'm Kareen.
Yeah. Finger guns.
All right. I feel better now.
Oh, burn my hair.
Ah, there we go. That's how I feel when I wear the mask out. It's like suffocating.
Oh.
We walked around the grocery store with the mask
on. Oh, yeah, so.
It's hot.
Like, we did a Zoom meetup earlier, which would have been perfect for the podcast. So we talked about all the stuff that's been going on. So then it just feels like we're repeating ourselves. But me and Christine just went to the grocery store, despite the recommendation of only one person from your household to go, but we went together. And there's still people that...
At the same time, both of you?
At the same time. There are people who... I don't know. I get anxiety when I'm out in public now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Christine says, "Do you even know anybody that's got it?"
I did not say that. Well, let me get the tin whip for your sister.
Yes.
Get to crunching. I did not say that. He was visibly shaken while we were at checkout because checkout at the grocery store that we were at is not conducive to social distancing. They've got X's every 6 feet, but that basically allows two people to be in line and then everyone cutting through to try to get to the bread.
Yeah, and so the bread's up front and everybody's trying to get bread and everybody's standing in front of the bread.
Yeah, so and people can't figure out it's a line, it's a cut through, what's going on. So it got a little quite close.
No social distancing whatsoever.
But...
Yeah, Winko and South.
Yeah.
There it is. And it's only Winko that puts the red up there by the checkout lines.
Yeah. So people, it looks like you have boobs. Now it's just like a really long beard.
That's what I was going to say.
Nice beard.
But yeah, so I asked him at one point if he needed to go out to the car. I said, "Do you want to go out to the car?"
Yeah, I get anxious just because even though Oregon is done very well at the keeping the numbers low of cases and deaths and all that stuff, like really extremely low, I check boxes in the risk categories, so I get kind of freaked out.
Yeah.
Like, also, too, we don't know if earlier... we might have had it. You don't even know, right? Like, if you had... Like, I had a deal where my chest was completely... I didn't have a sore throat, but my chest got super tight. I had headache. And
you had fever?
I don't know if I had a fever, but it lasted...
You did, because one night we came over and you're like, "I've been running a fever all day."
What? I never say that.
Yeah, you said that.
You did.
What?
Yeah, because I even just remember thinking, like, if you would have told me that, I wouldn't have been over here at the studio.
I remember I was running a fever, but...
No, I came over one day and Jeb was like, "Oh, I'm not doing so well."
Yeah.
Damn it. Sorry, guys.
And then the following week, you were still like, "I'm still running a fever, man. I just slept and sweat all day."
Well, and I got a flu test and I was negative, but they weren't testing for COVID.
Yeah.
Well, that... I feel like that was back in...
It was January. Yeah. It was after my trip to China.
Wuhan.
Too soon?
I feel like if you had it back in January and people were still running around, the Salem Hospital would be overrun with people with pneumonia right now.
Yeah. So you probably, especially since you're where you work, touching everything, other people touching those machines.
Yeah, the Petri dish.
Not washing your
hands. I mean, we know you don't wash your hands sometimes.
Yeah. I've been in your bathroom. That soap just squirts straight on your shirt instead of in your hands.
Talking about the soap, right?
It always gets you.
Sometimes.
Like, here, let me get it in my hands. It's like...
We planned that, though. Us guys.
Yeah, you're like, Kareen hasn't gotten that in a while. We might as well give it to her.
Yeah.
Now.
And I'll even have, like, a French accent if you want. Yeah. The soap, it's getting in my face. Dragon's blood is good.
So So wait, Justin, how do you have this outfit? I need to know.
It was Halloween.
So this is part of a gift that I got my girlfriend. It's two redneck disguise kits.
Okay.
Dude, that's awesome.
And those are pull-on, like, tattoo arm sleeves, right?
Yeah. So it is, they each come with a shirt. This one's, I cut the sleeves off of this one. And then the other one is a, like, blue polyester with dark blue flames, and it's got a dragon on the bottom of it.
Sweet.
Yeah, and your name's Kyle when you wear it.
Yeah.
And drink Monster.
You know, like, wait for, like, a big can of, like, Bush Light.
Back home, that's what you got to wear with mullets and the, yeah, like, Oakley blades. They could chew in their mouth.
Gross. Oh, he's taking off.
Did they say Missouri? Missouri? People, oh my God, you did not just do that.
Well, it was on the outside, thank God.
Was it on the outside?
Although, I'm sure
you... How do you do that, Christine? How?
Don't!
Justin, where'd you go? Oh, there you are.
So, people in Missouri, where I'm from, call it Missouri.
Missouri.
If you drive 40, 50 minutes south, they're like, are you from Missouri?
Like Missouri, yeah.
Accent.
Yeah, that's what Ohio is. Like, where I'm from, it's Ohio, but yeah, you drive 30 minutes and it's Ohio.
Oh, that's funny. I've never heard anybody call Ohio anything but Ohio.
My grandma.
Because everyone that calls it Ohio has never left Ohio.
Oh, that's funny. Ohio.
My grandmother and auntie were from Zenith, Missouri, and they call it Missouri.
Yeah, most of the older folk all over Missouri call it Missouri. And they call it, like, Worshin.
What?
Worshin.
Oh, Worshin. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Worshin your clothes.
Yeah, Worshin clothes.
Worshin the laundry.
Going down to the Walmarts.
Yeah.
Like, plural?
Yeah.
Because you might have to hit two.
No. It's just one. It's Walmarts.
Yep.
Y'all going down to Walmarts?
The Walmarts.
So, here's a Midwest thing. Did your grandmas call your couches Davenports?
Davenports?
Oh, okay.
That's the Davenport. My grandma did.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that like the brand?
No, it's the name of a couch. It's a Davenport.
No, so the style. The Davenport couch?
I don't really know where that...
I think it's just a name for a couch. Like,
I've never heard
a gigantic long chair in your front room.
I have never heard this.
Davenport,
okay.
Another big thing, especially where I'm from... people say ope a lot.
Ope?
Sorry, excuse me. Sorry. Just gonna sneak on by. Just gonna squeeze right through here. Nope, you're... Nope.
Look at my giant boobs. Jesus. My moves.
Oh gosh, here we are on the Zoom, and all Jeff does is stare at himself.
Well, I'm leaned back like this, and I'm like, oh God. Like, I need a bro.
A bro?
A brozier?
Yeah, brozier.
Brozier.
The oldest.
Wow, is that a sticker too?
Make a wish.
So, Justin, how have you been faring at home?
Last week was brutal.
Oh, way louder than
I didn't have fun last week at all. I have depression and anxiety sometimes, and it was peaking. And I caught myself, like, just laying in bed all day or sitting on the couch all day, and it was really eating at me. And so I've been trying to stay active. I made sourdough from scratch. Been baking a lot.
Nice.
I've been trying to exercise. I do like little at-home exercises, but I've been trying to run and walk.
I could really use that motivation myself.
Man, the park across... across the street. We talked about it before, and how busy it was. It's so busy now that, and that's where I go to run. It has signs, on either side of the road to get to it that says heavy congestion, consider other parks.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So
words out.
I found a trail in that park that nobody goes on.
Good.
So, and it's all pretty much off road. Almost all of it's dirt.
Just like your last name, Joe.
You do look like Joe Dirt.
Put an E on the end of it. Pronounce it Deer Tay.
That's right. For all the people that are going to be listening to this and not watching the video, Justin is dressed like with a mullet wig and a cut off red flannel shirt. He looks like Joe Dirt.
Totally.
I wish I had some better glasses, because he's now I just look like
now you look like a hipster.
Well, now you look like a librarian or a craft beer brewer.
Yeah, like be riding in the back of the car in Wayne's World.
Oh. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
It's a fine line between hipster and Joe Dirt. Yeah.
No.
No, I was telling Christine that we can talk less loud. We don't
apparently
have to talk as
too
well.
Loud.
We don't have to talk as loud because I'm recording this on my phone, and you guys are not as loud as us.
Oh, shh.
I'm just trying to dial in some sound for the listeners.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It looked like you were like, dude.
Ghost too. Also.
Yeah. I'm over there, but really you were like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Not quite that harsh, but close.
You know my name sometimes. We all know
this. We did this over the phone, and it just didn't work. It feels so much better being able to see you guys.
Oh, yeah. Man, I miss you guys so much. I miss you.
Yeah, I did a little intro, like about a minute and 30 seconds long, explaining how we've been away for 2 weeks and how, you know, we're just trying to figure out this life now in this new world of COVID. And you know, we tried that one time, and it just was way off, and we just weren't feeling it, and now we're back trying some mixed media stuff. We're going to go YouTube, and we're also going to have the recording that's going to be just like normal.
It's cracking me up.
I love when you adjust your hair, sir.
I know, it's cracking me up.
It's like an Instagram girl, so if you're listening to this podcast, you need to watch it as well.
At least just his hair.
Yeah, watch his hair. It's so beautiful. It's magnificent.
So, like sorry fandom. Guys, that last week I totally shot the Zoom thing down. You know, I feel like for the most part, I've been doing really well and not really having too many like rough days where I'm getting down. But when you said let's do a Zoom last Friday night, I swear it was like the closest thing I've had to an anxiety attack since this pandemic.
Because with your work, that's what you do all day long.
All day long, and I was like, I changed into, like, you know, because I have to put, like, a nice top on, like I did tonight, put on my sports jacket.
I know, and, just like I did.
I curled my hair in the front.
Ew.
That is a total rat's nest. My Zoom room do. Put a feather in my hair, and, I just can't be on video anymore. But Saturdays are definitely like a great day for me to do this. It's like, I have to work, which I'm very grateful. I'm working. Not that I'm not complaining that I'm working.
You totally changed the days of this. It's fine.
I know, especially now.
Life's a little different right now.
I don't have a whole lot going on.
I know. It's home and for me, work and home and work and occasionally Safeway. I'm trying to keep it to just Safeway. Winco, that's the first time we've been to Winco since this all started. At least for me.
Yeah, I've been making some runs like to Sportsman's and to Costco and Winco and Walmart in these last 30 some days.
Walmarts.
I went to the Walmarts.
Yep. And the Costco's. Went to Costco's.
the sportsman's to get a BB gun.
Oh, yeah.
Pump BB gun.
We can't say why for reals, but we had a BB gun competition and somebody won.
Somebody's a way better like, when you're measuring in this much increments, she is better.
I have a
hey, you know what? That's pretty accurate. That's life or death when it comes to shooting.
Oh, yeah.
Christine, you got it.
I used to have a pistol BB gun that you just, it had a thing under the barrel that you just like pull down and cock and then push it back up just once. It wasn't pump action. And I was so good with that thing. I could like 100 yards away. I knew how high, because it was a shitty BB gun. It would, the BB would just, you know, after a certain range, just fall.
Fall, yeah. Yeah.
But I was so good. I knew like
some grass.
Hit my friend in the back of the head from like 100 yards.
This thing is three pumps and it is like, it shoots pretty hard.
Yeah. It's fun though. I haven't shot a BB gun since I was a kid. It's been a long time. And you got those cool bullseyes where it.
Oh yeah, there's like targets.
Colors.
And it's got what? Six little circles about like that. And they're all black. And it's, you know, the art paper that's black. And when you scratch it, it's different colors underneath.
Like bright pink, bright orange.
Yeah.
It's like that, but it's orange underneath. So when your BB hits it, it makes like a hole. Uh-huh. And it's orange. And it shows you where you hit.
Nice.
You can see it from way far away.
I wouldn't have been interested. I wouldn't have given a care, a thought in the world if you would have just said, I got a BB gun. But when you say, I got a BB gun, can't tell you why.
Yes.
Like, what?
Well, I know. I'm thinking the same thing. And what I really want to ask is, where the fuck are you guys shooting this thing at? Because, like, I know where you live.
Shh. The backyard, I have a really thick piece of, like, 1-inch plywood. And then I have a cardboard box that I've taped and connected to it and so that it's coming out from it. And then I got tape inside and cardboard inside so that traps the BBs in there so I can reuse them. And the thing that is not...
And then
not...
you, like, hide behind your curtain and open the windows and no one sees you?
No. We just set out the back door, yeah. Like, where your guys...
Oh, you left in the hot tub?
No. The hot tub doesn't work.
Oh, come on. I know.
Yeah, we need to get that fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm going to fire up the sauna. There's a sauna here, though. At the JGK
really?
Podcast studios.
We can't all fit in the sauna, though.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you could.
It's four-seater.
Yeah.
So let's do a sauna podcast.
Well, but they're saying that
we can't
that like hot apart. And they're saying hot and cold is good for your immune system. Get real hot,
be hot
get
enough
cool.
To kill COVID. Like, we could all safely sit in there.
But the targets and the thing we shoot at is only one reason that we got it.
Yeah, I know. And I wouldn't have cared.
Oh, I know why. You guys are bald eagle haters.
Oh, God, no.
No, please, God.
I know, I'm just kidding. I know that.
Yeah, she's just kidding.
We got it to protect the toilet paper.
Just no. Like, if they run on food at the grocery store, we're going to need to eat some.
I have a 12-gauge shotgun.
What about that juvenile red-tail hawk that's been, or Cooper's hawk that's been in your yard? That's chasing off all your cute bluebirds.
I would never shoot a red-tail hawk.
I know what it is. I know what it is. It's the raccoon that climbs on your roof that's going after your bluebirds.
No.
Really?
It's close.
No, I just because you can get in trouble.
Yeah,
I don't want to say.
We'll tell you off air.
Yeah, I don't have a problem telling you guys, but if it's going to go on YouTube, I'm not going to say.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just trying to guess, but I think the raccoon bluebird idea is really good.
No, I trimmed the tree. I don't think the raccoon gets up there anymore.
Yeah, I haven't heard him up there.
There are ghosts, though, in the attic, but, you know.
Yeah, and we discovered a new little portal in our garage today. We don't know where that goes to.
It's not new.
A new portal.
Well, we discovered it.
It's just...
It's been there.
It's a space that's created when they built it, and there's a board up.
And the nails are like out almost all the way.
It's where the electric runs into the garage door openers or something. Right?
He's like, what do you think's in there? I'm like, ghosts.
Body.
A new portal. It's like we're ghost adventures all of a sudden.
I know.
It's a portal. Demonic entities.
So I bit the bullet and we dropped the cable recently.
Oh. Really? Wow.
Well, we cut back on the cable and it's now $80 a month cheaper.
Oh, that's great.
But Jeff lost his favorite channel.
What was that?
Travel Channel. We don't get Ghost Adventures anymore.
Yeah, but hold on. You guys have a smart TV.
Yeah, Hulu has it.
Can you pull up their, like, does Travel Channel have an app?
Yeah, I think so.
See, I told you.
Yeah, but Ghost Adventures is on Hulu.
We have an Amazon Prime Stick. Ghost Adventures is on Hulu?
Yeah.
Oh.
There you go. See?
Have you?
Saves you $80.
Are you guys familiar with FX on Hulu? The show Devs. Check it out.
Okay.
I went without internet and cable for almost a year.
I remember that.
I barely use it now, but I hardly ever watch TV. I do now that I'm stuck at home all day. But before this, I'd hardly ever turn the TV on.
Yeah.
I've watched less TV than I normally do.
Really?
Yeah, it's really weird. I've been listening to so many podcasts. I found this new podcast. It's new to me. It's like The Portal. It's like everyone's like, yeah, duh. oh, shit. It's Somebody Knows Something. It's like put out of the CDC out of Canada. And, you know, because I love, like, the true crime ones, but usually, like, it's, like, one episode covers one story, and this is, like, a whole season covers the same thing, and this guy goes and tries to, like, solve, I don't know. It's really cool. It's really well done. And I just sit and listen to those, and I sew, and I water my plants, and I dig in my dirt, and cuddle with my dog, and...
dig in my dirt.
I ended up getting the Libby app. You can connect it to your library and you can download digital books or books on tape. And I've always struggled to read Dune because of all the, everything's named weird, like Shai Halud and Maudib and like all these weird names.
Maudib.
It's hard for me to focus. And now I'll listen to a couple of chapters because I checked out the audio version. So I'll listen to a few chapters and then I'll read a couple of chapters, and it's really helping me get through that book because I'm really curious about the story. And there's a new movie coming out that looks pretty good.
A new Dune movie?
I can't read, okay?
I've got such a short attention span that I'll get through like three paragraphs and I'm like, I'm thinking about Oreo cookies or something. And I'm like, words, but it's not making sense.
I've had the same problem before. And what I do is I go back and reread it and then it trains my brain to like stay with the words. Cause like, if you're interested in the book, you will want to read it.
I read the first chapter of Dune 5 different times.
Wow.
I really struggled with it.
You want to borrow my BB gun?
Babe.
What?
I don't know.
So one of my really good friends, she drives like all the time for work, so she's got this really extensive Audible account. And one day, like last year, she said, hey, I'll just download the app and I'll log in. And I hand her my phone. She logs me in and it's like amazing. And you know, I used to have an hour commute to work. And, so I'd just be jamming through books. And all of a sudden, now that I'm sitting at home, I'm like, oh my gosh, perfect time. I hadn't listened to an Audible in a while. What, you got a hard on over there or what?
Me?
I don't know. Do you?
Justin's like, me?
Me? Me?
I'm not wearing pants.
But I went to go log on, and I realized I got a new phone, and I got logged out of her account. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So that's why I've been listening to podcasts, because I just, like, Audible accounts are expensive. And I don't know, I just would rather use someone else's that has a really nice library.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I have a coworker that has an Audible account, and I'm listening to a book right now, and it's her account. I'm choosing books she has already purchased. I'm like, that one looks good.
Sorry.
This podcast is brought to you by Audible.
Exactly. I wish.
Stolen Audible.
Let's talk about all the crimes we've committed, guys. Not gotten caught for.
Well, if somebody gives you permission, it's not a crime.
I know.
So, at the beginning of this quarantine, I was playing a lot of music downstairs in the J2K Podcast Music Studio. And then I haven't done that a lot in this last week, but Justin turned me on to a band, Tropical Fuckstorm. Holy shit. I really like those guys. What?
It's like Australian garage rock sounding stuff.
Yeah.
They remind me of, I can't think of the name of the rap group. There's a rap group from South Africa. Zef Style.
Oh.
Diantward.
Diantward.
Yeah. They remind me of if Diantward did rock and roll. That's what they sound like to me.
Hey, what's the name of this band again?
Tropical Fuckstorm.
Okay. And Diantward.
Yeah, Diantward or Diantwood is like super freaky.
Yeah.
And they like you a lot. They're super freaky and they like you a lot.
They are super
and
freaky.
I like you a lot.
Yeah, she knows.
I got it.
So yeah, I've been paying attention to news more than ever, just trying to keep like a finger on the pulse of like what's happening in the United States and in the world, and it's crazy what's happening, man. Like, not to get political, it's just, you know, it's information that is pretty insane that I never really paid a lot of attention to prior.
Yeah, I feel like watching the news a lot right now is bad for your mental, might be bad for your mental health.
I agree. I haven't turned it on in like weeks and I'm doing better than I was without it.
Well, I'm not saying that watching the news is freaking me out. I'm just keeping an eye on shit. Like, every time I say that, like, people or Christine is like, well, you should not do that. Like, you need to like take time for yourself, and you need chamomile and nog champa and sage enema. And I'm like, no, I don't need a sage enema. Dude,
you know what you need?
Your mustache combo right now in that light is looking so dope.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. We got 10 minutes left, you guys.
Wait, I can't see him. Oh, I know. I feel like we need to, like, do all the things. Where's the elephant?
What things?
All the weird
stuff. I've been
listening
to a little bit of Salma Dhams.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I love them.
Yeah. I have a what do you call it? A playlist? Or where you mix stuff together to listen to?
A mixtape?
It's like a playlist,
tape,
yeah.
Like the digital
and it's
version.
Salma Dhams, Clawfoot Slumber, and the Desert Sessions 11 and 12 or 12 and 13. And I'm going to add Tropical Fuckstorm to it.
I made a playlist for the quarantine on Spotify. And it's called Quarantine Hot Tracks. By Justin Forrest West. You guys might like that.
Oof. That should be a profile pic right now, too. If it goes on Spotify.
Agree.
What are you doing?
I know.
You're like chaffing like a tiger.
Jeff and I the other day.
Dude, that's awesome. I love your hair.
Doing.
Oh, the double chin?
I can't get my neck far enough. This is not going to be fun to listen to.
Some of your pube hair fell on the floor.
Dude, I'm holding pubic hair up to the thing. Like it's, that was in my muffin.
I just looked down, it's this big ball of like wig hair on the floor.
So just before it ends, like for the listeners, I'm wearing a one-piece Lycra bodysuit that's blue, red, and black. It's got stirrup feet. I was wearing a mankini with an Afro wig shoved in the crotch part. And a superhero mask when this all started. So if you're only listening and you want to see that, then I'm going to upload that to YouTube.
Yep.
Oh my god.
The polls are going by so fast now.
Where'd he go? There he is.
Justin keeps dropping out for dramatic effect.
Oh gosh. That
I keep
hair.
Dropping out because my phone keeps telling me you're at 20%.
Oh no.
Justin, your phone's always dying.
Yeah, your phone's always on the end of its life of battery.
It's at the end of its life anyway.
Hey, Jeff, do you mind if I plug in?
So the battery's taking a shit on me, and on top of that, I've had it plugged in my car a few times, more than a few times, and just walked out while it was still plugged in, and it jerked the cord out of the bottom of it, and so now every time I plug the cord into it, it just like falls out. It doesn't.
That's bad. So, yeah. I think that this is a good way back in to the podcasting world.
Right. I'm trying to touch my ear.
And we're quiet for all the people that are listening because we're doing stupid shit on the camera right now. Look at that. It is not that cold in here.
Whoa. Oh. Throwing jelly beans in there? What are you doing?
That's my mipple.
Hey, can I introduce you guys to somebody really important?
Oh, yeah, let's talk about your fish before it's too late. We got 5 minutes left.
You got a fish? Oh, that's right.
Oh, it's probably going to be so upset because I'm moving it. Let me see if I can get it in view here.
Get it up. Oh, he's a beautiful blue betta.
Yeah.
Tilt it towards us. There you go.
Oh.
Pretty.
Oh, this is my fish, you guys. And I've had it for like 6 months.
And it has no name, I hear?
It has no name.
His name should be Master.
Master Beta?
Master Beta.
Look at that.
Yeah. Or Alpha.
Beta. Alpha. But
well, I think
buddy.
I think that Corrine was wanting our listeners to send in names.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
And maybe
for my beta fish.
Maybe because we've left people hanging for a couple weeks, people might respond.
Yeah, send us an email at j2kpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, that place. Or
help me name my beta fish.
Wait,
and let me just tell you, I'm totally cool with like I've had 2 beta fish in my life. One I named Mars Stanley Fire Truck Period. All red things. Because it was bright red. Stanley's my dad. You guys flip back to a different podcast. It's on our Instagram. Picture of my dad dressed as a dressed in drag.
Oh, yeah.
Then I had another beta fish that I named Annabeth. Just because I thought it was a really pretty name and it was a really pretty fish, even though, you know, I don't care what gender name it is. So I'm open to new ideas. I just kind of can't, I can't figure it out.
Like, I'm trying to figure out.
You
guys are not.
So what was that email address again?
It's at j2kpodcast@gmail.com.
That's right.
Email us what you think I should name my beta fish. Email us you know, what you're wearing.
Yeah.
We love videos of what you have on.
You can always email us always anyway. And you can also message us on Facebook and on Instagram and on Twitter.
Yeah. Send us your quarantine clothes.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing for quarantine?
Or what are you not wearing? Send us some nudes.
That might happen, sir.
Yeah.
Send us your
nudes.
That's
my quarantine dream.
Quarantine cream dream.
Brilliant idea, Christine. Brilliant.
From all you corn kings and corn queens.
Corn?
Are we just going to get cut off, like...
Well, no, I'm gonna watch.
I thought the bear and the elephant might have a good time. Now we have 2 minutes.
Yeah, so I know that I'm super grateful that we're back together. I missed you guys. I miss you always. I'm super grateful that Justin has checked in on me a couple times throughout this, even if it was just to maintain sanity. I'm like, oh, it's Justin, sweet. So I think that
so sorry, I'll just try to check in on you more.
Well, no, you don't have to.
You're like, thanks, well, Justin, for being a pal.
It's funny because I've done FaceTime videos with me and you, Jeff, and Corrine. Christine doesn't get the invite because she doesn't have an iPhone.
Nope.
So I FaceTime videos, but Jeff ends up not answering. And me and Corrine are just checking on each other. But you've had, there have been times where we've tried to check in on you together.
Well, once that I know of. And I was in a board meeting for a nonprofit group I'm involved with. So I couldn't do that today. So we're at 1 minute. It's going to cut off. So
we you
at J2K Podcast love you. Joe Dirt's checking out.
Oh my God,
like, all you guys, be good. And we will talk at you later.
Can you see another picture of your junk?
No.
J2K. I can sing about my balls if I want to. I stand a wipe. Don't you think that's interesting? Makes me cry like a little bitch. Don't forget hashtag totes dope AF.
Don't forget, you can email us at j2kpodcast@gmail.com and let us know what you want us to talk about.
And also, don't forget to use hashtag totesdopeaf on Twitter, Instagram, and MySpace.
All those places. Good night, Christine.
Good night.